Hello, this is Florian.
Hello, Florian. Charles speaking. How are you doing?
Hi, fine. You?
I'm doing good.
That's great. So, who else is with us? Hello?
We have Drew also. Hello, Charles. Hello, Florian.
Jeff
And
Tremaine.
hello.
Hello.
Anyone else?
Hello, this is Alexandro.
Hi, Alessandro.
Hello, Alexandra.
Hi.
So, Italo, are you around already? Probably not, okay. Anyone else in the room? Okay, so I had hoped that Italo will join, but maybe he will join later on. I think for this call, I'm just looking at the agenda in the wiki. For this call, I would like to focus mostly on. Hello? For this call, I would like to focus mostly on the upcoming 3.3 release, as I think we can discuss quite a lot about it, and only discuss other items when they are really urgent. I think Drew wanted to say a few words on at least on scale, because he has been organizing things and wants to hand them over. So yes, for 3.3, most things Italo could say, so I hope he will join. I will bring you on the current status. So right now we are preparing a release candidate 4 that will be available very soon. I think maybe tomorrow, something like that. And this means that the final release of 3.3 is right at our doorstep. So we have no exact date for it yet, but I can imagine it won't take too long unless we find some critical issues, but I think we're on a good way. So this means we have to do a lot of things that come to my mind, meaning the press release. Italo has already drafted something that we will see hopefully soon, that we will then make available for localization for the local teams. Then we have already lots of content on the website. We have plans for release parties going on. So basically, what I would like to talk about for today is how to celebrate the release. I think it's quite important for us. So I think that the focus will not only be on the software, on the changes and improvements, but also on the community side, what has happened. A few keywords like the really great amount of developers that we could get since the launch of the Document Foundation is, of course, noteworthy, and all the changes that have been going on. So it will be a pretty important release for us. Hello?
Hi, Florian.
Hi, David.
David Nelson here. How
Nice
you
to meet
doing?
you.
Hi. Hi, Florian. Just before you get into the conference, so I think we'll be having it tomorrow evening sometime. So if you would like to mail me the necessary info at any time, sort of like, I don't know, tomorrow morning your time or something like that, that will enable me to
Okay.
be. Yeah?
Yeah,
Thanks.
can do, just writing it down.
Okay.
So I was just talking a bit about the upcoming release. We expect the final version to be ready soon, with no exact date available, but very soon, and lots of things are needed to be done for the release, like the press release, where we soon will have a draft that can be localized then by the local teams. Of course, adjusting the website and the release process itself. And so on. So and anybody wants to jump in here already? Anyone has to say some questions on that?
When you've got a final draft ready, you can send it to me if you like, and I'll give it a quick read through for grammar and spell checking and stuff, and then send it back to you.
Yeah, that's great.
Italo speaking.
Hi, Italo.
Hi, I'm I'm working on that, and it should be ready by tomorrow morning, my time, which is almost Greenwich. So is we'll circulate that tomorrow morning. There's probably over the weekend we will have some tweaking on the text, but I prefer to have a, if you don't mind, I prefer to have a clean draft and maybe work on the clean draft because so everyone has the best copy to translate.
Yeah, sure, no problem. You just, as soon as I see it on the list or if you mail it to me direct, I'll process it immediately and send it back to you.
I'm working on it at the moment with Michael. And I will circulate tomorrow morning on the private marketing list. That's it's going to be that there. Okay?
Sure. I'll be watching out for it.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Italo, do you have a rough estimation by when ideally the local teams have a translation ready? It's, of course, a bit hard to predict depending on the release status that we will have with RC4, but generally, I'd say beginning, middle of next week, so people can plan?
I think that if I send that to tomorrow and David sends it back to me, we can probably have it by tomorrow after the SC meeting.
Okay.
Of course, we have to be very careful. We cannot risk to circulate it before it's official, so we have to be careful in circulating in, let's say, in private private email, not on the public mailing list at the moment. Especially because we are so, this is going to be before, but very close to the announcement of OpenOffice 3.3. And I don't, this is very personal, but I think it's shared by many. I hate Oracle at the moment, and I don't want to give them any advantage, any.
Yeah, I think what we should add is that those who came from the OpenOffice Org project know that we have, or we had a private marketing list there because of these reasons, that there are sometimes information and press releases that are that have to be circulated internally before we go public for obvious reasons. And we are at the moment, as open as this project should be, also trying to have, in OpenOffice.org was called a marker network, so a network of trusted contacts. We can circulate information beforehand when it needs to be embargoed. So we are working on that for those who are curious, and I'm sure this will also improve over time.
Sure.
We had a long discussion about that with open and transparent, but I think everybody agrees that at least for certain announcements, we need to have a close group in order to not lose the press effect that we can get.
Yeah, also because we have journalists looking at that, and I don't want them to burn the news story before we have it in a good shape.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
So, to sum it up, we will have a final release expectedly very soon. I expect to have release candidate 4 available by tomorrow. That's just my personal guess, but I think so. We are right now preparing the release, and if there is no big stopper, we will have RC4 as a final release. So it's a matter of days with no exact date set yet. And so Italo will circulate to a few local speakers the press release so we can translate it and then send it out at the same date and time, which we will still have to determine.
Yeah.
Then in terms of website, so it's good that we have David, for example, here, who is actually working on the website, I think. We, of course, also need to adjust the website. This will be mostly a task for the local groups speaking the local language. I have no real overview at the moment which localized website is actively maintained by whom, but what I will do is, unless anybody else volunteers, will send out a note to the website mailing list asking who is ready to modify the website for downloads for the news about 3.3 in time. So we have an overview. I think it's very important that we have at least the international website ready in good shape and can take it as a master, so to say, for the localized sites. David, are you at the moment involved in also in the content, or have you just, in quotation marks, just been working on the website design?
No, I'm into the content. In fact, I'm particularly into the content. The actual website design now, that's more in the hands of Ivan and Christoph. So I'm into the content. Because of the rather busy traffic on the mailing list, I haven't been doing very much today or yesterday, but I will do more over the weekend, particularly if there's anything you'd like attention dealing with that. The new features page is getting dealt with. There are screenshots for that that will probably be uploaded probably tomorrow. I gave a publisher login to Mark Morin, who sent me some screenshots. Mm-hmm. So we'll get the new features page up to scratch probably by the end of the weekend, I would say, for instance. Is there anything else that's high on your priority?
Screenshots is a good topic, so we can also give the local groups, if they want, enough time to create screenshots themselves. If possible, I would like to avoid if we, for example, have a German localized new features page, but English screenshots. So it would be great if we can have the screenshots also localized. I will just write this down so we can distribute a short how-to to the groups. So this is about the website, the screenshots, the new features page. These three are important.
The text on the new features page is pretty much ready to go, although it needs formatting prettily. But the actual text as such is pretty much ready to go. So if guys want to start translating that, I guess they can jump in. But if they wait for another day or two, then you'll probably see the new features page reformatted more prettily, and they'll be able to copy and paste the whole HTML and not have to redo the presentation bit.
Okay. That's great. That's a good one.
At one point, I've already talked to Christian about this. I haven't actually done any testing on it, but he's put the Silverstripe news publishing module and the Silverstripe blogging module on the Pumbaa test box so that we can have a quick which are suitable. And then my suggestion would be that we could put one of them on the site pretty quickly, and then it would be possible to start publishing news articles such as this kind of thing, like new releases and stuff like that.
Yeah. I would leave that up to Christian. He's more into the website infrastructure. Basically, yes, if it's doable and it works, that's of course great.
So if Christian feels ready to go on that sort of like by the beginning of the week Monday, is that basically okay with you?
Sorry, once again, what is with Monday?
If for instance by Monday we've already tested and chosen between the two modules, and we could roll it out on the main site by Monday. Are you ready to have a news publishing facility on the site by Monday, or is that too early for you yet?
Depends on where we need to feed content from. For example, we could just use the steering committee block, then we would have content. The earlier the better, of course. If we need to write news dedicatedly, I would wait for the final release as a first good news that we can publish.
Okay, fine. Sure.
So we now have...
Can I add something to that? You guys might want to consider, if you're going to use that module, to link up the announced mailing list with it, because that's a good... You have that right now for content, and you're probably going to use announced mailing list for the release, and if you're going to do this module, then you mentioned the steering committee. That's good, but I'd also say hook up that announce list. That's it.
That's a good point, yes. Might make sense.
I'll take that up with Christian and see whether that's technically feasible at the present time without a little bit of additional development work, but otherwise we can, you know, always publish it manually, no problem. But I'll take that up with him and talk to him about it.
Okay, great. So what I just for a note, what I normally do when we have any announcement to spread, if it makes its way to the announcement mailing list, it will also in some form be on the blog. So the content basically is there, maybe in a shorter or a changed form, but basically it's there. So if it's easier to get the blog RSS feed, at least we do not lose content. It might be a shorter note on the blog, but the content itself is there. So that's easier for Christian to get the RSS feed from the blog. That's also an option. I don't know how the model works, but just as a note.
Okay, I'll mention all that to him.
That's great. So I have four items that I just talked about. So that's basically the website that we and, of course, the local teams need to take care of at ideally a specified date and time when we know when we will be going out. The local teams need to localize the screenshots and the new features page, ideally. And, of course, the PR. What we do not have at the moment is like what we had back with OpenOffice Org, real local marketing contacts. But honestly, at least from my experience, for some areas this worked out pretty well. For others, we had listed marketing contacts who were basically unavailable, so I don't see this as a big disadvantage at the moment. We have those four media spokespeople being Italo, Charles, Olivier, and myself, and I'm sure for France, for example, Sophie will also jump in, and for other countries we have also people who are known to the press. So in case for interview requests, does anybody see any real concern at the moment?
Hi, Florian?
No.
I think that at some point, you know, maybe we could operate this as a, you know, first come, first serve basis. Basically, if there are people who are interested in joining the marketing team as, you know, people who would just like to help out with translating press releases, I'm sure we can do this, but we just do not need to formally, you know, to just formalize that.
Yeah.
Like the way we did back in OpenOffice, where we're saying, oh, we're looking for this mark on, and you know, someone would come in and say, so I would like to do this, and, you know, he would have this special badge of, oh, I'm a mark on. You know, we may just say, well, you know, go ahead and translate it, and that's
it. I think so, too, and honestly, we can't control what people say. My ideal world would be that community members can, of course, talk about LibreOffice to the press. When it comes to the Document Foundation itself, I think it would be helpful to be focused on the media spokespeople, as the questions might be a little bit tough or need clarification. So in terms of the foundation itself, I would welcome if the questions could be directed to the four official media spokespeople. We can then route them if needed. For the software itself, at least those who have been in marketing for quite a while, I think they're experienced enough to give their statement. So that would be my take on the situation at the moment.
I agree.
Drew, you wanted to say something?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I stepped over Italo there. I was just saying that that sounds correct. The TDF, I think people should probably refer that to the official folks. But if you're just talking about features in the software, that's putting a face on the application, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hello,
guys. Sorry, don't talk before, but it's my first time in the meeting, and I haven't idea who is who. I recognize some voices like Florian or Michael Mix, but the other guys, sorry, I don't know who are who. Who are talking is Claudio Filho from Brazil.
Hi, Claudio.
Oh, bom dia, Claudio.
Good try.
Great to have you.
Hi,
here.
Claudio.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, I'm... So, I'm David Nelson, and
nice to meet
working
you
on the website. How do you do?
This was Andrew Jensen. Nice to meet you.
Andrew, nice to meet you. Who more?
Claudio, Italo speaking.
How are you, Italo?
Fine, fine. Tá bom?
Tudo bom. Well, I am trying to follow the discourse because I have some problems with the English. So I will stay in silence here. Listen all what are talking, okay?
No problem.
Thank you. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I think, Drew, were you finished? I think you were the last one talking?
Okay. With me? Sorry.
No problem. So then I'll try to go on. So we have five items now, the website, screenshots, the features page, the PR, and then we just discussed about spokespeople who can speak on behalf of either the community or the Document Foundation. Then what we also have planned, which I think is a pretty good idea, there is a page in the wiki about release parties. I don't recall who tried to coordinate that. Are you by any chance on the line? Somebody wanted to maintain that page?
I think it was,
that was Mark.
I think it was Mark Paré who was in charge of that.
Okay. Mark, are
I think
you
Mark. I think that Mark started that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the basic idea was that we have in various locations, various countries have a release party, and we wanted to collect all those options in the wiki. I'm pasting a link to IRC for those who are online. Right now the page only has about 7 or 8 listings. So what I would like to encourage everyone, and I will also post this.
What's the channel on IRC, please?
The Document Foundation channel. It's also linked from the ConfCore wiki page. Posting it again. Yeah.
Thank you.
You've also got a link to that on the homepage of the LibreOffice.org site.
Sorry?
You've also got a link to it on the home page of the LibreOffice.org site.
So what I would like to encourage everyone, and we'll also mail this out as an idea, that people organize release parties. It has to be, to my experience, nothing big, so you don't need to order a large cake or lots of champagne. So the basic step is that just somebody says, okay, I'm going to do it. It doesn't even need a lot of money, mostly no money at all. You just need some friendly space where you could do this and gather people who are interested. The more the merrier. So it's at the moment hard to have a specific date set if we are not totally sure at which date we will be releasing the final version, but let's say... if you plan for such a party in the next maybe 2 to 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure this would fit. Some locations need a better planning or longer planning in advance. Other locations are easily available. So if you are interested in doing so, add your data to the wiki. I'm sure we can, if we have for specific countries some locations set, we can add them maybe to the press release, at least to the website. For example, Charles could organize something in Paris. I will try to organize something in Munich, and then we can just send it out and gather interested people, which would not only be good for marketing the product, but also, of course, the community of getting people involved. So,
actually, Florian, what happened is that this is Charles speaking. Actually organized a release party, but the problem is the way I organized it, they simply couldn't, you know, organize something and change the date. So basically we had our release party last week.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
we
yeah.
had people. But it was fine. You know, it was fun because I really stated at the beginning, look, we're not releasing, we're just releasing RC3.
Yeah.
We got to engage and talk to many people who had a question. It was intimate in the sense that it was really like a, you know, close contact with someone from the Document Foundation. So I think people really enjoyed that. It was very informal.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
This is Drew. Can I add something on that release party idea? Because I think there's still time to get other people to do it. But I think the more it's important for what Charles said about the human contact, but it's also you're going to miss an opportunity if somebody doesn't try to think of how to coordinate some feedback from these different parties in the form of either pictures or a video or a blog about what it was like at the party. But there's got to be somebody should just it shouldn't be that hard to do, whether it's pick a place at Flickr or however it would be done, but somehow they can say, go have this party, take some snapshots, that's really important, or take a video, even better, or maybe not better, but then have an easy way for them to bring that back so that we can it can be coordinated and shown to the world, hey, this is going on all over the place, and I just think it's missing the big opportunity here, I think.
Yeah. Pictures is a great idea. This sometimes also helps in a few magazines bringing an article about it and getting people interested. Like we had for the OOO birthday party, a picture of all the people and a large cake, and people are really interested. And we had quite a good media coverage with that. So I think the world will be looking on us also for 3.3, as it will be our first production release. So the more words we can spread, the better it is. And even if it's informal, I think it's a great thing to get people involved in the community, see someone from the foundation, from the project, like Charles mentioned. I think it's really worth a lot. It's something people definitely should look into, and I hope we can encourage a few more people to do this. It really doesn't take that much, no money, you don't need to plan a lot, you can even just meet at a bar, just somebody has to wear the hat and just do it, and that's encouraging people, that's a bit tedious task sometimes, but I hope we can manage it. So, anything that I, for the basics that I forgot to sum it up, we have working on the website, localizing screenshots and the features page, as well as the PR, having some spokespeople available for the press, and now we had the release parties for 3.3. What we, I think, cannot manage in time, at least not centrally organized, is some sort of merchandising. In Germany, we produced a few items, but also not that much. I think we are not in time for the 3.3 release to give away bags or lanyards or whatever, but I think it doesn't matter that much. So any other weird ideas, anything we could do makes sense?
I think Christoph had a line item here about a slogan for the release that was specific to the release. That's probably a good idea. But since he's not here, I'll just toss that out there.
Mm-hmm. Release slogan is a good idea. Yeah, there is a dedicated wiki page, indeed. What just comes to mind and what we should also do is, I think, looking at the next major events that we will be having It's the FOSDEM in Brussels, which is very developer-centric, so it's good for us to get new developers working on the code. Italo, what do you think? I would propose to, maybe as the last sentence, mention that we will be at FOSDEM in the 3.3 press release. Italo?
Sorry, I was muted.
Yes,
I will add that at the end of the release, kind of where you can meet the Document Foundation in the next after or immediately after the release.
Yes, that would be great. For the CBIT, we are at the moment working on being there. If we have a confirmation in time, I also suggest adding that, at least for the European target audience. We're still having discussions about the price and about the space, but if you can manage CBIT, I would add this as well, because CBIT is quite important. Any other trade show that we should consider mentioning, just as a short note, that we will be at this in February, at CBIT in March, and the like. Any other event that you want us to consider? Okay. So then we can maybe have a look at those two. And everyone who localizes the press release maybe should think if there is an important event at this place that should be mentioned, so people can get in direct touch with us. That's important, I think. Maybe another idea that I had, I don't know if it makes sense, we have a quite strong supporter list already on the website. Italo, do you think it makes sense to look for, I have no one specific in mind, but to look for some nice quote by larger corporation or someone else that we could add to the press release stating what we have achieved so far and what they're looking forward to with the Ackermann Foundation?
Yeah, probably it would be nice, but I don't know if we have time to get them. Because, for instance, it would be very nice to have a quote from the Ubuntu guys or from Fedora. Probably for Fedora, Kaolan can help. And I don't know if we have anyone that can help with Ubuntu. We can maybe ping Michael.
I have an idea. I can ping people at Canonical if you want.
Okay. Yeah, because on Windows is of course the we cannot expect a quote from Microsoft. I don't think so. And any other quote on Windows doesn't make sense. And on Apple, we cannot get a quote from Steve Jobs. He's on leave, so I think that Linux is the only area where we can get quotes. And it is important to get quotes from the Linux guys because, you know, there has been people trying to generate some confusion about the Office suite adopted by distributions, which should be LibreOffice in most cases. But, you know, there is a lot of confusion with users at the moment.
That's what I just wanted to add, that we already had the Ubuntu story with the initial announcement in September, but maybe it might make sense to point again, because Ubuntu is quite popular, that the next version will feature the now final 3.3 LibreOffice. it might make sense. If we have something new to say, it would be better, but I think repeating that cannot do any harm because Ubuntu is that popular.
Yeah.
Good. This is Drew. Can I just throw in two names on this? It may be worth time to have somebody talk with Terry Molini at Hewlett-Packard, because I think, just my personal impression, she's probably a friend of LibreOffice and the Document
yeah.
Foundation. So she might be somebody you want to have somebody touch base with. And then Gabriel, what's his last name? I forget. Gurley?
Gabriel Gurley, I think, yeah.
Yeah, is that his last name? I forget his last name. Sorry. I think he's active in the Open Source for America, which Terry's also active in, and Red Hat's pretty big in that. I think he's active in that in the education group, and they're kind of a lobbyist organization to the federal education and state-level education group. You might want to touch base with him because he might be able to talk with them and get something from the Open Source for America. Might be a good quote. Just an idea.
Okay. I have a loose contact to Terry, so if somebody else has a better one, I could give her a ping. I could do so. Okay, so, yeah, anything else that you have in mind, any idea what we could or should do?
Ping! Just a short announcement. Sorry for being late. This
Hi.
Is Christoph. Hi, just joined.
You can excuse yourself by having a brilliant idea now.
yes. How about Orange?
It's yeah, whatever.
just a short question. Do we have an IRC chat in parallel?
Yes, we are in the Document Foundation channel at Freenode.
Okay, thanks.
Christoph, I'm just summing up very briefly because a few of the items also concern you, I guess, or could concern you. What we've talked about, basically we're talking about the release preparations for 3.3, which will be available in the next days, I'd say. And we identified a few items that we should work on and we should involve people with. And I will send out an email tomorrow, I think. And these are basically the website, so the local groups should adjust their website in time with news on 3.3, including a localized screenshots features page. They, of course, should translate the PR. We discussed that for the spokespeople, if it comes down to the Document Foundation itself, we should stick with the four media spokespeople. If it comes to the community and LibreOffice in general, I'm sure that lots of people from the former OOO Marcon group have good contact to the press, and if they are talking about the product and the community, they're welcome to do so. Just for TDF, we should stick for the four official spokespeople. We should encourage people to throw release parties, actually. We started a website, but there are only 7 or 8 ideas, but nothing concrete. And then I think you've been involved in this a bit, the slogan. Maybe adding a slogan to some merchandise, to a website, whatever. And we finally talked about mentioning the events that we will attend and getting quotes by, for example, Ubuntu, because they are rather popular, and they will stick to LibreOffice or will switch to LibreOffice with their next release. So that's
mm-hmm.
basically what we have been discussing up to now.
Okay, so thanks a lot.
If you have some weird ideas or some creative stuff you want to share what we could do for 3.3, then let's keep it going.
Just do a good release. No, sorry, I'm not the creative at the moment. I just joined and
okay.
I was a little bit puzzled. So if I have some, I will raise my hand.
Okay.
So Christoph, can I just make an aside to Christoph since he's online?
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I answer, but...
Yeah, okay, screenshots are underway, Christoph. Mark Morin is going to upload his screenshots, okay?
Oh, that's cool. And I've seen your mail guiding him to the wiki. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Yep. Okay, Florian, you have the moderator's head, I think.
Yes, I fear. Okay, so, yeah, basically these are also my ideas. I think we should not try to do 5,000 things at the same time and nothing succeeds, but rather focus on a few things and especially try to root and put tasks on several people so we can have a good release. I think lots of people will be looking at us for 3.3. Right now I have nothing in my mind or nothing more in my mind for the release what we should do. So I will send out this list tomorrow to the marketing list and maybe the website list to get feedback from people. And so if anybody else has comments and ideas, raise them now or drop an email. So we have a few days left, but not that much. So I hope that lots of you will contribute to getting things going.
I would like to raise my hand now. So it's not an idea, but basically to make you aware of something. Some of you know and have followed closely the icon progress. So we tried hard to get these into the LibreOffice release, but as far as I know, they missed the boat, as some developers told me. So if anybody of you wants to do screenshots or highlight that there are new icons or something, that so please wait for the next minor release. So this is 3.3.1 or something like that. But it's not in 3.3.0. This is the only thing I've wanted to say, because some of the communities already looked forward like me. So, yeah.
Yeah, Torsten said, for those who don't know, there should be new icons in the release, and Torsten tried last night hard to get them into RC4, but he said it was just too risky because there are so many locations where they are, and then he said he will wait for the final release for the 3.3.1 release, and I fully support it. Nothing could be worse than having a release that is not stable. I think that's really important.
Yeah, now we have a draft set of icons, but basically all are available, and after 1.5 night, I hope it pays off. Okay.
I like them. They look really great, and getting rid of the sun S-curve, I think, is pretty important. It's showing our own identity and the like, so...
Yeah, some are more, let's say, more polished than others, and they need some work. And we also get some feedback on the list, happily also from the development, which is great. And I think this is also something we might mention. It gets a really good communication, cooperation with them. But, no, shut up.
No, it's great. Thanks for all your work. I really appreciate it, and I think others do as well. So if there is nothing else concerning the 3.3 release, I would like to hand over the microphone to Drew, because you had some things you would like to, sadly I have to say, to pass over. So if there's nothing else, yeah, Drew, it's your turn.
That's okay. I bust my way in and take my turn whenever I want, right? Oh, you know what? Before I do this, I'll just tell Christoph. The icons seem to be a huge hit, because I know you guys know that I track everything I do in Twitter and StatusNet that have links. I track all that stuff, and I track it really closely. And the two biggest things, without a doubt, are anything I said about the printed manual. That broke every record for click-throughs I had. And then right behind that is anything that has to do with the icons. Anytime I point to your, like, I do a sneak peek when you do your thing, those clicks come fast and furious. And then I go back and I check what people are saying, and I never see anything negative. So it's...
Oh, that's so cool. That's totally cool, Drew, because to be honest, I'm not the Twitter or the Identikit guy, so I've never really understood this concept or get comfortable with. And so it's pretty good to see the feedback, because when we talk on the design teams list, let's say we ask for feedback and I put this into the blog and whatever, and usually people don't respond, which means usually they're happy or they don't notice that. So hearing that from your side is just great. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, the Twitter, I mean, that whole side of things, that microblogging, I've really put a lot of time into understanding how you can use that. And it's an amazing, almost instantaneous feedback loop. So, like, for example, if I have a particular story where I'm trying to drive people to, if you use multiple accounts, you can put out the same link, but with slightly different ways of saying what it's pointing to. So you change your phrasing, right? And then within half an hour, you can see which ones are getting clicks. And so you drop the ones that aren't, and then you just start retweeting the one that was. And there's some really neat stuff you can do with it. And you can also list, the other side of it is to see what is all that information coming back, saying, well, what do they really care about? But there's a few things I've put out that I know internally we think is some kind of huge deal. And you know what? I get like two clicks.
That sounds cool. Drew, what you're doing at the moment is what we call agile usability.
Okay. I'll go on with the scale deal. Do you know the show is in February 23rd to the 5th? We are registered. Jeff, who's on the line, is planning on coming. We had another community member, John, who for about the last month hasn't responded to anything on the mailing list. I sent him an email just the other day, but I haven't got anything back yet. I don't know whether he's coming or not. There's one other community member who's not said he's coming. He lives fairly close, and I've known him a long time. I've just started sending him some emails trying to coax him into coming up for a couple of days. We received the package from them, I don't know, about 4 days ago, I guess, which gives us the our information of our booth and the registration key for those that are going to go and be in the booth. There's a $60 registration. And with that key, you'll get a free full pass. We don't have any speakers. The developers, there was a fellow that looked like he might put in a presentation, but at the last minute he didn't. Or I shouldn't say that. I guess he never really did want to, but a few people thought they could twist his arm. We have just a couple of little activities. We've got our airplane, which is a paper airplane. I don't know if you call that or not. Somebody came up with a neat idea for this cute little airplane that actually glides really, really far. We put some LibreOffice logos on it, so when you fold it up properly, the fuselage has the LibreOffice logo. I guarantee you it's legit as far as spacing. It's also got a few catchphrases as far as what the features are, the modules, and that kind of thing. Benjamin and Mark worked on that. They actually came up with two variations of that. They actually made a video of how to fold it because none of us could actually do it without seeing it done. It's kind of cute. I've put together a little idea for a contest. Which would be the great LibreOffice fly-off. I've sent that off to the guys at Scale. Basically, we just need a hallway, and we'll print up some kind of a certificate for whoever can fly their LibreOffice flyer the farthest. Mark also worked on some word puzzle, and I think he sent me a second one, which is, again, we've got the LibreOffice logo on it. We've got what the modules are, and then the words are all about what's in it. And when you solve the puzzle, you are also then presented with the secret hidden phrase, which ends up being "Freedom never tasted so sweet." And then he was going to work on another one. I had asked him to work on another one for ODF. I just saw some email from him. I have to check it. Maybe he did send that to me. And if not, I can do the same thing and make an ODF one. Gene at ODF Authors is sending us a copy of the Getting Started Guide, so we'll have that to show at the table. And I guess that's kind of where we're at. I've got seven different videos that are just a presentation of what the modules are. I put them up on the list a couple of weeks back when they were in their first kind of. They were just taken off of the website. I've gone through those through the presentation packages, and I'll actually have a first pass of all of those being done probably middle of next week, and I'll put both the videos somewhere that everybody can get the masters and the presentations that create them. But the videos are not created by just one pass on a screen capture, because it doesn't work very well. So it takes a little bit to make them come off not jerky and transition properly and whatnot. So there might be a little time for changing, but basically just folks are going to have to look at them and say, well, yeah, that's good or not. And with that, you can just have a kind of a self-running kind of demo, and it really makes it easier to just have Booth kind of run itself. I guess that's where I'm at on this at the moment.
So this seems like you've put a great amount of work into this. Thank you very much. My take, of course, be to talk to you to actually also go there.
Well, in that case, I'll be there.
Okay. Great.
I said I have no reason not to go.
Oh, okay. So, then I got it wrong from the mail. I read that you want to hand over going there to someone else.
I simply asked. I told you guys where my long-term intentions were, or short-term, or whatever we want to call that. But, and then I just said, if it's okay for you, if you're okay with me still going, I'd still go. So you can just assume I'll be there.
Drew, this is Charles speaking. I know it might not be the best venue for this, but not only we are absolutely fine with you going there. I think this, I don't, Florian, Italo, I think we all are in agreement about that.
Sure.
We are also. We would also very like you to stay with us.
Well, can we talk about that privately?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. No problem.
I would appreciate if you could talk about it.
I have no intention of burning bridges, but I need to be away from here for a while. So we'll just say that.
Yeah, then if it's okay for you, let's have a talk in private, because... not only personally, but also from the SC or community side, whatever you want to call it, it would be pretty interesting to at least see where the issues are and what we maybe could do to make things better. I think nobody's perfect, which goes not only for the SC, but for anyone else. Like I've written today, there are mostly all sides to blame and not only one side. So if we can make things any better with the common goal that I quoted in mind, I would appreciate if you could talk about that.
Oh yeah, trust me. I just, you know me. I'm late at everything. So
yeah, maybe after you attended Scale, you have better mood and want to stay anyway. So that would be maybe a secret plan. But let's see. let's talk about it. It would be great.
Okay. Anyway, but as far as Scale is concerned, then I will have my tickets and my room together by the end of the day. And I'm planning on staying right at the hotel there. And my biggest thrust for going to Scale is to find, I'm looking for one very particular guy. And that is the independent, Linux-focused system integrator in the small towns, because that's there's a lot of these guys at those Linux festivals. Most of them are in the trenches actually trying to make OpenOffice work, but they don't get the big publicity. In OpenOffice, for reasons we don't need to go into, nobody was ever going to run the business development side in the U.S., and somebody just needs to get those guys talking to you guys, or actually talking to each other. So, you know, on the one side, just run the booth and do a lot of stuff with, you know, the paper airplane's cool, and we'll have a great time, and our logo will be all over the place. But on the other side, somebody just needs to get a lot of, you know, my big thing would be come back with a lot of people signed up to the announcement list, a lot of people signed up to the Document Foundation Twitter account, and kind of a Rolodex to give you, saying, you know, these are system integrators in this area, and somebody needs to start finding a way to get them talking to each other about what they really need from LibreOffice to do it on a daily basis. Because I think it's different than what is needed in Europe, where it's mostly public, but at least I perceive it as being mostly public sector sales, and that's a whole different ballgame in my mind. But that's neither here nor there. That was what I was thinking about, what I would be doing there.
Okay. Hi, this is Jeff Germain. Drew, that sounds really exciting. I look forward to continuing that conversation with you.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. But that was really all I had. I know Jeff is on the line, and Jeff is I think he's a longer-term user of OpenOffice. I met him when he first came over here with LibreOffice. He's in from Arizona, which I think is about the distance from Germany to the UK, I think, to get to scale. And he said he was planning on coming, and I think that's still the case. So, Jeff, I'll go ahead and send you a copy of this registration package this afternoon. And then you just put yourself in, and you get a spiffy Southern California Linux Expo T-shirt as a bonus.
Okay, so we're approaching the end of the call. Is there anything else you would like to have discussed right now? For just as a note, for the next call, I plan to work on all those smaller items that we also have on the agenda for this call. I wanted to focus on the upcoming release, and I think that's understandable. So, any last words you want to say?
Not for me.
Then, otherwise, I'd just like to take the opportunity of thanking everybody for being with us. Just a personal note, we've seen the last days that things are sometimes a bit complicated, but as mentioned before, I think nobody's perfect, and believe me when we say that we are all working on making things better, on improving things. There is so much going on at the moment, which is good, actually, but given that we are all volunteers and doing things in just a short amount of time with not that many resources, I think everybody here, community, SC, whoever, is doing a great job, and I expect things to be much better soon. In fact, I don't consider that what currently is going on is really a big problem. It's just, it's a bit noisy, but I think that's fairly normal when so many people work so encouraged on one thing. So, just thanks for your patience and your support. It's really appreciated, and I'm definitely looking forward to a very exciting year with all of you.
Yep. Very good.
Hopefully hear you next month, and then have a nice evening, day, whatever it is, and looking forward to continuing the conversation with you on list and off list and on the phone. So, bye. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.